Today's digest for June 25, 2026, 10 stories today, covering AI model theft, custom inference silicon, open source security, and the economics of AI at work. We start with Anthropic's claim that a major rival ran the largest extraction campaign it has ever seen, and we finish with a small, telling project from one of the web's sharpest developers. Here's the rundown. We begin with the biggest AI story of the day. Anthropic has accused Alibaba of running what it calls the largest model extraction campaign ever launched against its technology. In a letter sent on June 10th to senior members of the United States Senate Banking Committee and to White House officials, Anthropic says nearly 25,000 fraudulent accounts were used to probe its Claude models between April 22nd and June 5th, generating more than 28.8 million exchanges. The technique at issue is distillation, training a weaker model on a stronger model's outputs to copy its capabilities cheaply. Anthropic says the campaign deliberately targeted Claude's software engineering and agentic reasoning skills, the abilities it considers most valuable. And it is not the first such claim. In February, Anthropic flagged similar efforts it attributed to DeepSeek, Moonshot AI, and Minimax, ranging from 150,000 exchanges to more than 13 million. Next up, OpenAI is getting into silicon. Together with Broadcom, the company unveiled its first custom chip, codenamed Jalapeno, an accelerator built from the ground up for large language model inference rather than general-purpose computing. The design is tuned for the specific patterns that matter when serving frontier models, the memory movement, the networking, and the serving kernels. And OpenAI says early testing shows performance per watt substantially better than today's state-of-the-art. What is striking is the pace. The chip went from design to tape-out in roughly 9 months, an unusually fast cycle for hardware this complex. It is the first step in a multi-generation platform that pairs OpenAI's accelerator designs with Broadcom silicon and networking, with initial gigawatt-scale data center deployments planned by the end of 2026. The move reads as a direct bid to loosen the industry's dependence on NVIDIA. Moving to the foundations of computing, IBM says it has demonstrated the world's first sub-1-nanometer chip technology. The prototype packs 100 billion transistors, double the density of the company's 2021 generation, by stacking transistor layers vertically in a design it calls a nanostack. That matters because conventional transistors are running out of room to shrink any further without quantum interference. So the industry has been hunting for a way around that wall. IBM reports up to 50% more performance and 70% better energy efficiency than the prior generation. And one industry analyst estimated the approach could add another 10 to 15 years to the chip roadmap. The company expects the technology to reach data centers within a decade, working with manufacturers including Intel, Samsung, and TSMC. The key trick is staggering the stacked layers rather than aligning them directly. On the security beat, the research firm Isle says it found 6 new vulnerabilities in Curl, the data transfer tool that ships on more than 30 billion devices worldwide. The standout is a flaw tracked as CVE-2026-8932, that the team describes as the oldest curl vulnerability ever reported, code that has been shipping since March of 2001, which makes it more than 25 years old. The findings came out of an automated research effort that surfaced 18 issues in total across the June release, spanning memory safety problems, authentication weaknesses, and state handling bugs, and Isle says its system also generated proposed patches for 3 of them. For context, the next closest AI-driven security effort found only 3 new issues, which Isle points to as evidence that automated tools can now find deep flaws in mature, heavily audited software. All of the issues were disclosed responsibly and fixed in Curl version 8.21. Also in security, and close to home for anyone building with AI agents, Palo Alto Networks' Unit 42 published research on malicious skills in OpenClaw's marketplace called ClawHub. Researchers identified 5 harmful skills that looked legitimate but were built to steal credentials and data, exfiltrate files, and even hijack an agent's behavior through hidden instructions buried in the skill. One strain delivered a Mac information stealer, and the skills used file padding to slip past automated scanners, evading detection from February through May of this year. The broader point is that skill and plugin marketplaces are becoming a genuine software supply chain, with the trust problems that implies, since installing a skill means running someone else's code with your access. Unit 42 reported the 5 skills, the marketplace removed them, and banned the accounts behind them, and OpenClaw has started working with NVIDIA to vet skills before they go live. Switching to developer infrastructure, Cloudflare has opened up self-managed OAuth to every developer on its platform. Until now, that capability was limited to a small set of manually approved partners, which pushed everyone else toward longer-lived API keys that are riskier to hold. The change lets developers create and manage their own authorization clients for scoped, delegated access, which Cloudflare frames as a response to demand from software integrations, internal platforms, and the new wave of agentic tools that need narrow, revocable permissions. To support that at scale, the company ran a zero downtime migration of its underlying authorization engine, and it reports a 45% drop in API latency and a 40% improvement in memory use as a result. It is a quiet but meaningful piece of plumbing because giving agents tightly scoped, revocable credentials is one of the central security questions of the moment. On to surveillance and accountability. New reporting, based on work from the Citizen Lab, found that Russian authorities used the phone hacking tool made by the Israeli firm Cellebrite even after the company said it had cut off Russia in March of 2021. According to court documents, a Russian forensic center used the tool that June to break into the iPhone of opposition politician Andrei Pivovarov and pull his private messages just 3 months after the supposed cutoff. Cellebrite says any Russian use after that date was entirely unauthorized, but it declined to answer specific questions about the case. Researchers say the episode shows how weak the controls are once these tools are in the field, and have called for safeguards like remote disabling and cryptographic watermarks so misuse can at least be traced. The deeper lesson is familiar, that once a powerful surveillance tool spreads to government buyers, promises to restrict it tend not to hold. On the question everyone keeps asking, whether AI is coming for software jobs, new data complicates the doom narrative. The venture firm SignalFire analyzed hiring across more than 80 million companies and found that engineering was actually the most resilient job function last year. Engineering headcount growth slowed by about 11% in 2025, but overall hiring fell by 25%, so engineers held up far better than the average role. Engineers also made up 55% of new hires at major tech companies last year, up from 46% in 2019, and early-stage startups hired 7% more engineers than they did 6 years ago. SignalFire's head of research said what they see on the ground does not match the layoff by AI story. The reading that fits is the Jevons paradox, where making something cheaper and more efficient tends to expand demand for it rather than shrink it. Staying with the business of AI, companies that spent the past year pushing employees to use these tools are now slamming on the brakes. TechCrunch reports that Accenture, which had earlier tied promotions to AI adoption, is now capping how many tokens employees can burn after watching people spend real money on trivial tasks, like turning a document into slides. An executive there admitted that spending has become very unpredictable, while leadership presses the question of whether all of it actually delivers value. Some are calling this moment the tokenpocalypse, the swing from anything-goes experimentation to cost-conscious deployment. It lands alongside a broader market reckoning, where after a sell-off that hit chipmakers especially hard, the pressure is now on AI to show concrete returns rather than novelty. The honeymoon, in other words, is giving way to the spreadsheet. And to close the lineup, a small but instructive project from developer Simon Willison. Inspired by Mozilla's new machine-readable documentation service, he took Mozilla's giant browser compatibility dataset, the reference that tells you which web features work in which browsers, and converted it into a single searchable database file of about 66 megabytes. He had Claude Code write the Python script that does the conversion, then used an automated build to publish the database so it can be queried directly from the browser. It is a tidy example of a pattern that is quietly becoming normal, taking an existing open dataset and reshaping it with an AI assistant doing the grunt work into something far easier to explore. The barrier to building a useful little tool keeps dropping. That's the digest for June 25th. From accusations of industrial-scale model theft to a 25-year-old bug in curl and a new chip built just for AI, today was a snapshot of an industry moving fast and occasionally tripping over its own foundations. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.